existed. He is probably telling.
Well, we're in London, Leicester Square, and we've just come across an anti-gay.
There seems to be a fight between a gay guy and a preacher.
Yeah.
So let's just listen.
Jesus Christ. That's my observation so far. The one to whom we must give an account. Jesus Christ, because he is king, gets to define what sin is and gets to say what we are like. And the Bible says we have all sinned, but Jesus Christ, Jesus, God did.
Don't
touch me, sir.
God
wrote the Bible.
Stop. Just stay here.
I don't want him being punched. He's entitled to his opinion.
But that's not nice.
Question over and over again.
Four times.
Is it J.K. Rowling? You want me to answer it? I'm going to answer for the fourth time. God!
God wrote the Bible.
Yeah.
Oh, man, how did God write the Bible?
God used
the
Hindu.
The God of Muslims.
The God of Islam's a fake God, mate.
Oh, so
Jesus Christ is the only true God. The Bible says there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is the only true God.
Jesus Christ is the biggest debate.
You still on a half hour account?
Yes.
You've been watching too many Marvel comics, mate. You see, Jesus Christ is the only true king, and he determines what happens. He establishes right and wrong. He establishes law.
But we rebel against our true king.
I don't like we being physical. We mean you're entitled to opinions, whatever.
I don't think there's any issue with
that. No, but I just, I want it to be.
Just for what it's premarital sex and extramarital sex.
You'd have to be careful. You know me. You have to be careful about it.
And all sins that the Bible says,
well, I know,
God
but
will judge us all.
You know, he's entitled to his opinion, and so is anybody else.
Sin, there is judgment.
Isn't this the point? Do we think this is the sin that shall die, and the wage of the sin is death? We should be entitled to free speech or not?
Absolutely.
Because of our sin. And we deserve to die eternally in hell because of our sin. But the God who is the King of all kings, Jesus Christ the righteous, is the God who in love died for sinners. The Bible says Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
This is Leicester Square, so people see this as a...
What shall you do? What a great question. What shall you do? The question was answered in the book of Acts. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. That is what you're to do. I know you don't want to be saved because you love your sin and you hate Jesus Christ. Thank you for being honest. Most people say, no, I don't love my sin, but you're honest. And I commend you for being honest. At least you're not a liar. Thank you, sir, for being honest. You see, that is why people, this man, this honest gentleman over here, said that he doesn't love Jesus and he loves his sin. And that is true. We are naturally rebels on the side of God. We naturally hate Jesus. Jesus said, if you love him, you'll keep his commandments. But we don't keep the commands of God. We lie, we steal, we lust, we hate, we blaspheme God. The Bible says the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Christ Jesus has come into the world to save sinners. Jesus Christ, the only true God, died on the cross for sinners. He took the punishment his people deserved. And then 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. And that man asked the question, saying, what should we do? The answer is repent, turn from your sins, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Surrender to Jesus, the only true King. Bow to him, submit to him, for he is worthy, for he is the King of all kings. What is your question, sir?
Why do we naturally sin?
Because, sir, we are born with a sinful disposition.
Why?
Why? It's natural to us, and here's how it all began. Can I answer that?
God
did not make you sin. Now here's what happened. When God made the world, when Jesus Christ created everything, everything was good, perfect, free from pain, death, and suffering. But that's not society today. Everything went wrong. What went wrong? Humanity. We chose to rebel against God. Adam and Eve, that's right. And from one man's sin, sin and death passed to all men. And since then, we continue to choose to sin. You know, I've got a 2-year-old son. I don't have to teach him to do wrong. It comes very naturally to him. It's inbuilt in him. He just knows what to do is wrong. I've got to teach him the right thing. And that's how we are. We all naturally sin. We go after sins, different sins. Some people choose to lie. Some people choose to steal. Some people choose to murder. We go after different sins. And that is why we are in need of a Savior. Jesus Christ is the one who can save from sin. Jesus Christ is the one who can forgive sinners. For Christ Jesus has come into the world to save sinners. No matter what sin you've committed, Christ can and will forgive sinners if you would repent and trust in Him. For Jesus is able to forgive all sin of His people. You see, the good news is this. Even though we have sinned against God, even though we have rebelled against our Sovereign King, Jesus Christ, came to this earth and died on the cross for sinners. He took the punishment His people deserved. He died as a substitute. And then 3 days later, He rose again from the dead, proving He is God. And now Jesus Christ, God says, He commands you, He orders you to repent, to turn from your sin and trust in Jesus. For that is the only way of salvation. Jesus said He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man goes to the Father but by Him. Only through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection can we be saved. Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Will Jesus forgive those two murderers who committed that awful crime on that soldier?
Yeah, ma'am, that's a very good question. You know where I live? I live in Woolwich, only just 2 streets away from that terrorist attack happened. And you know what? Those two wicked men who butchered that soldier in the streets of Woolwich, they are evil, they are wicked, they are corrupt. And unless they repent, they will go to hell. But know this, no matter what sin someone commits, if they would humbly repent of their sin and ask Jesus to forgive them, Jesus will. Now that doesn't mean they should get out of jail. There's consequence for their sin. But the difference is this, Jesus pays the penalty for sinners for all those who repent. And it's easy for us to look at those two terrorists and say, wicked men, and they are. But we need to realize that we are evil as well. We just choose to commit different sins. That's the bad news for us. We choose not to commit that sin, and that was horrid. I mean, I lived only a couple of streets from where that happened. It was horrendous to see. And I got asked by the local newspaper, why do I think this happened? And my reply is this, I'll tell you why it happened. Because man's heart is naturally wicked. But Jesus Christ is the one who can change men's heart. Jesus Christ is the one who says, love your enemies. Do good to those who curse you. Bless those who wrong you. Not kill them. See, Jesus Christ is the solution to the evil in our society. Jesus Christ alone. For Christ Jesus says, repent and follow Him. And if you follow Jesus, you love what Jesus loves, and you want to follow Him and serve Him all the days of your life. Jesus is the solution to world's evil. And those men who are sitting in prison currently for that terrible act against drummer Rigby, they deserve to be there.
Yeah.
And they deserve help. But so do we all.
Yeah.
For we've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God.
Is all sin equal?
No, not all sin are equal, but all sin is worthy of death. You see, the Bible says when we die, we go to hell. That's what we rightfully deserve. But the Bible also talks about some people being facing stricter judgment, which tends to make us think there is degrees of punishment in hell. We all end up there if we don't repent and trust in Jesus, but the torment and the punishment we face in hell may differ. But Jesus is the solution, for on the cross, Jesus satisfied the full wrath of God. Jesus Christ on the cross, the Bible says, was the propitiation for our sins, which is just a fancy term to say, Jesus paid the penalty completely for all those who would believe. But Jesus says you must repent. You must turn from your sin. And you must cling to Him. You must, by faith, approach Him, asking Him to save you. And if you would do that, He would have paid your fine. If you don't, you'll end up in hell one day, and there you will pay your fine. Does that answer your question, ma'am?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for your question.
Take care.
You have a good evening.
You too, thank you.
See, ladies and gentlemen, there is evil in our society. That's a given.
No, well, you've seen me in Manchester, haven't you?
Yeah, and you've heard
about there's evil in our society.
Did you have a dog?
Yes. I wasn't singing, no, but where were you in Manchester?
Jesus Christ.
What's your dress?
As a human. Jesus Christ alone.